What up, y'all?
Let's do it.
All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1. Okay.
All right, it was all right. A little bit of both. A little bit of both. All right.
Man, speaking of cracks, I am so sick and tired of looking at all these good chiropractors giving the most amazing back and neck cracks and not being able to find one myself.
Welcome to the Let's Make Out podcast, where we make out all things what?
Love, life, laughter, and back and neck cracking.
What? I was like, how you just gonna skip the intro?
Well, because you cracked your knuckles, so it made me, it brought back these nightmares of looking at Instagram and all these.
Why do they have to be nightmares,
though? Okay, daymares.
I just feel like the people be exaggerating. Every video that you see, folks be like,
no.
They be looking so crazy. Like it's the best thing that's ever happened. Is it really the best thing that's ever happened?
Whenever you get like that good back crack or neck crack, oh, it's life changing. See, that's what I'm talking
about. Did you hear that?
Stop.
Oh, I got
to see this. See this reaction you gave? And it ain't even somebody doing it. See the reaction you're getting right now? And you did it yourself.
I could just be doing that for dramatic
effect. Musses, you ready? Here we go.
Nothing.
Oh, man.
Crickets. You can never crack your back like that.
I wish I could, though.
Oh, this is cool.
It's my neck, though. I can get my neck, though.
Right here on the back? That's such a cool little detail.
Was it?
On your shirt?
Oh, yeah.
This is Alabama Crimson Tide with the A on the back?
Oh, yeah.
What a cool little detail is that?
This is super comfortable. It's like a sweater slash
really
workout shirt mix. It's like a cool...
Anyway, welcome.
Yes,
welcome back. I'm your host, Gabrielle. Joined by my husband and co-host.
Yeah, Chad.
Okay.
That's right.
Let's get that out of the way. Let's also cue the music.
Here we go.
All right, so we also have a third co-host.
Yes.
Reagan. Because she's out of school today and tomorrow, and here we are. So
this will be a fairly quick podcast.
It will, because we can't do this for very long. How are you guys? What's going on? Yes, we're going to go to Grandmommy's later, okay?
We got to let us get finished, okay?
Today. Today.
Mm-hmm. Love how she says today.
Nope, not today.
Okay, but you gotta keep it down so we can finish, okay?
So what's been going on, Pete? What has happened since the last time we talked? What's been up with you?
Yes, exactly. We're waiting.
We'll wait.
So for us, honestly, like this week and last week, it's just been this like last bit of content for brands that we need to get created and outside of the podcast get created and get sent off and approved and posted.
Yeah.
So it's been a busy couple weeks for a number of reasons, but that's definitely been one of the biggest is getting this content, this last minute content created and sent off for brand approval. But we had a good day yesterday knocking out like the last bit. And as of now, we are done creating content unless we get something else before the end of the year, which could happen.
It could,
and we're not gonna complain.
We'll see.
But yeah, just trying to get back onto Gabrielle's worked out twice this week. Because we've both been struggling.
The fact that you had to call that out.
Because we've both been struggling.
A win for the week is a hot mess.com.
That's 50%.
We have literally been, that 2 days out of seven is not 50%.
No, I started on Monday, sweetie.
Oh, so 2 out of 5.
2 out of 4. Today's Thursday. Oh,
bless you. Do you need to?
This is about to be a mess of a podcast, y'all. Just so you know. And I'm not editing none of this out.
But you're right. 2 years out of 2 years. 2 days out of 4 is great.
Yeah, 50%.
And I plan to work out tomorrow, too.
I'm saying. So that's a good... What I'm saying is, for as much of you and I have been struggling on our workouts, that is a great start.
You're right. I have not worked out since... Bless you. November, like, 24th. Which was like 2 weeks, maybe even three. And that's probably the longest I've gone without working out since having Reagan.
Yeah.
Like, it's been a long time. Like, it's just been rough these past few. Excuse me. Feel like last couple of months, it's just been a lot going on. So, yeah,
you know,
finally getting back on the saddle. trying to get my...
She said saddle.
My zhuzh back. Did we tell you guys we got the Peloton tread?
Yeah, so when we talked to you last week, we got a delivery.
Yeah, and that was the delivery.
Peloton tread. So,
let me tell you how off it was. It was delivered, and I still didn't even get on it for another week. Like, that's how out of, just out of commission we had
been. It took me about the same time to actually run on it.
Yeah.
But I ran on it. I loved it. It was so much more comfortable than the, we had a Nordotrack, like the commercial 2750 or something like 2950. Mm-hmm. And it was really, I mean, it was nice, but it was about 5 years old, five, six years old.
However long we've been in the house, because we bought it as soon as we got it.
And
the
so
house,
it was so. Like, you know how the gym treadmills, you know, they just don't have a lot of feedback anymore because they're just kind of used so much, and it really starts to hurt your knees and your hips and stuff like that. So when I was really feeling that on my runs, I'd get off of there and I would just be hurting, unlike when I went outside running on the concrete. I'm like, if I run on the concrete, I should be hurting more than I am on the treadmill. Right. But it was about the same. So running on the tread, I'm gonna do that as soon as we're done here. I'm gonna go run for an hour on it because it's raining outside. I wish it wasn't raining because it's a beautiful day to run.
It is really nice. The weather has been quiet. Like yesterday it was 61 in December. That's unheard of in Indy. So yeah. Did he deliver?
Almost. Okay. We're having some food delivered to mama.
Yeah, so
surprising her with some lunch.
Well, it's not a surprise, she knows.
Oh, that's right, I guess she does.
But yeah, so that's what's going on. I feel like we're distracted and all over the place right now. Sorry about that. Shout out to everybody who watched or listened to last week's episode. You guys gave some great suggestions for our Ask Gabe and Babe about setting boundaries for families. Some people even had like different book suggestions.
Yeah.
How they've handled it and all of that good stuff. So Absolutely. Shout out to you guys for always keeping the comments like live and keeping the conversation going.
Absolutely.
I actually got an update from her today. Well, yesterday, that she had the baby 10 weeks early. So
wow. So the baby's okay,
crazy.
Though?
But yeah, she said that the baby was fine. Everything was good. So
shout
out to Anonymous. Congratulations for having the baby. Hey. Hopefully now that means you don't even have to worry about dealing with a baby shower. Is that what that means?
Right.
Like, at this point, it don't even matter, right? So,
exactly. Yeah,
congrats to you.
Very, very big congrats to you.
Yeah, that's exciting. So, let's see.
Well, hey, so that new baby that you've got is going to be your best friend. But we're not talking about best friends because we're going to talk about best fiends for a second.
Lose the R.
Lose the R. Our first sponsor. All right, so we've told you about Best Fiends many times. It's an awesome game that you can play on your phone. It's a free download. You know, it's free to download. So with all the traveling or just the, you know, hopefully the downtime and relaxation that you hopefully will get during the holiday season. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're hoping for. You'll get a chance just to kind of just veg out, relax. Then Best Fiends will be a great way to be able to fill some of that time if you just want something like a fun little puzzle game on your phone that you can play with no Wi-Fi, because there actually is a offline mode. So that's pretty awesome. So no matter whether you're traveling, just sitting at home, this would be a great option for you. It's got an amazing storyline, collectible fiends, and tons of fun puzzles. We finally hit that 100 plus level mark. It took us, you know, forever, just trying to sit down and actually do it. But it's fun when you get on there because you actually do a bunch of levels. It's a fun game, and it continues to get you, keep you challenged, you know, but not like stressful challenge, you know, like nobody wants to be stressed out over the level. But it's just enough to keep you like, okay, bam, I beat it. Now I'm ready to go to the next one. They're always adding new levels. There are so many levels that it's over thousands of levels at this point, and they continue to add more. So that means there's always a fresh challenge waiting for you. If you just want to play some, or if you want a mental pick you up, because, you know, doing puzzles and things of that sort really will help challenge your mind and kind of get you your juices flowing again. But yeah, we want you to check out Best Fiends. Download Best Fiends free today on the App Store or Google Play. Again, that's Friends without the R, Best Fiends.
Check them out.
Check them out. But yeah, definitely that baby will be your best friend.
Yeah.
Baby,
best friend.
But
y'all gonna be spending a lot of time together.
A lot of time, but woo! That's exciting though.
It
so
is
happy to hear.
Stage.
You're happy to hear that the baby is good, that you are good, mm-hmm. and yeah, maybe you avoided that whole baby shower dilemma. Okay.
Anyway,
maybe God was like, you know what? I'm gonna hook you up, sister. I got you.
Okay.
Snap the fingers. Good.
Okay. Good looking. Anyway, yes. I had to keep checking on Ray.
Cause yes, because eventually that baby is gonna turn into one of those.
Okay.
Toddler. Wow.
I think that's the best part about the newborn stage is that they're not mobile yet. Like, obviously, there's a whole lot of extra that comes with that. The breastfeeding, the no sleeping, the crying, all of that. But when you place the baby somewhere, you know the baby's going to be right there. You don't have to worry about chasing them. You don't have to worry about them getting into all types of things. Like, that's probably the best part.
That is. That's like, probably the only part that's the easy part. You know where the baby's going to be.
You know where the baby's
Nothing gonna else be. Is necessarily easy, but that Nothing part else. Is easy.
Yeah.
Knowing where the baby is.
Yeah. Always enjoy that part. So, let's see. What else has been happening?
It's not been a lot. Honestly, we've been so...
We're behind on Christmas shopping. Are you guys ready for Christmas?
I don't think we're behind. We got a lot. We just need to... I think we need to inventory what we've got.
And I haven't had a chance to do that. Like...
Next Monday or Tuesday, both of those days.
Well, Siege will be home next week. So it was like, I thought I was going to have two more days where both the kids were in school, but I ended up not. So it's like... Now Reagan's here, and then next week she'll be back in school, but Siege will be out. So, you know, we can still inventory it while he's here. We just have to be like, hey, stay out the room or come in here and lock the door or something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I just want to lay it all out, see what I got, because I feel like I need to get a couple more things for them. Plus, their birthdays are at the top of January, mid-January. So, it's like...
Yeah. We can definitely.
It's so many things.
Yeah, we can definitely. We'll figure it out. We'll get it to a place where we can lay it out and see what we got.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I think that's the hardest part when the kids are this age, mm-hmm. because they're inquisitive. Like, they see these packages sitting.
They've been sitting in the playroom.
In the playroom, classes. Like, they're all stacked up nicely, you know, just to keep them out of the way. But they're looking at them like, why haven't y'all opened these boxes yet?
Right. Open these boxes.
I'm like, why haven't you minded your business?
So yeah, who's done Christmas shopping?
Oh, speaking of minding your business, I saw this reel the other day that was the funniest thing ever that I actually would like to do myself, because I think it's hilarious. So, dude was cruising on a bike down the street, right?
Yeah.
And the thing was said, when people ask me what I do for a living, I said, they said, when people ask me what I do for a living, I tell them I just mind my damn business. And I heard they're taking applications. You want one?
That's funny.
I was cracking up. It said a bad word, but then I saw a clean version. But there was
funny.
But it was hilarious though. I heard they're taking applications. You want one?
Okay, we could all use an application to mind your own business. All right. Okay, let's get into some questions because we haven't done questions in a while. So I'm pulling out this book that I don't feel like we liked the last time we did it, but. I'm running out of options here.
Yes.
So it's 131 Creative Conversations for Couples. Good question.
All right, let's go with, how many was it? 131?
131.
Okay, let's go with 101. 101.
How old were you when you started driving? Do you believe that this is a good age for kids to learn to drive today? Why or why not?
Yeah, I mean, I think when I started learning how to drive, I think Mark let me, you know, drive his car around a parking lot when I was like...
Oh, he was out there riding dirty. Trying to get me riding dirty.
13 or 14 or something like that. But I think 15 is the right age. I mean, I still think that... I think that's... To me, that point is when you're... I just think that a maturity happens in that range where you're now... understand that the ramifications of driving a car and how you know, important it is to be safe and understanding, you know, I mean, some kids learn that. I mean, some don't. But I think that the age is still fine. That 15, I think so too. 15 for the permit, being able to drive with parents, take to school, whatever, and then 16 being able to get your license. I think that's still a good age. I don't think it needs to be any earlier than that, personally.
True, true. I mean, I was about the same. Like, my mom started teaching me when I was about, like, 13, 14 or something like that, you know, in the parking lot. I learned in the Target parking lot, which is now the McGraw-Hill parking lot. That's where she used to take me. But it is interesting because when I think about, like, teens on the road, I just feel like that's just a scary thing. Like, to be able to, you know, trust that your child can handle themselves at 16, like, that when you think about it, it seems like, oh yeah, we're just used to that age. But that's a big deal, especially now, like, all these kids texting and driving. And, you know what I'm saying? I mean, let's be real. There are adults texting and driving.
Exactly.
Like, there's just so many distractions that can happen. And when I've seen, like, you know, teens speeding through the neighborhood, you know what I'm saying? Like, I do think it's a good age. But, like, me thinking about Siege driving, I just feel like,
yeah,
there would be so much more stress or anxiety just about, is he going to be okay? Like, obviously, this is what prayer is for, covering with the blood of Jesus for protection every time he gets in there. But it's just like, and just also, thinking about that, you know?
And honestly, I think that there should be, you know, I don't know. Maybe there's some way that, like, and maybe there is, like, on phones. I've never looked at it, but maybe there's a way. I'm very concerned about, like, there's too many adults just sitting there looking at their phone while they're driving down the road, you know, like, being just like, I'm sorry, we in 2021, there are definitely, if your car wasn't made in the last 15 years, then
she can read that text message to you.
Yeah, she can read the text, or you can take a call, like, you know, somebody texts you and you need to talk to them, just call them.
Yeah.
Like, you shouldn't be sitting there texting while you're driving down any road. It's just unsafe, and if you're an adult doing that, you know, it's just unsafe.
Yeah. And we've all been guilty of it.
No, we're guilty too. Yeah, exactly. But we've had to check ourselves.
Yes. We've had to check each other.
Exactly. Check each other. So, and because we knew, because we realized, you know what, this is not safe.
Yeah.
So it's on us too. We got to make sure that we're being safe. But because adults aren't doing it, what do we think kids are going to do? Kids, like, I mean, they live for that phone. Like, you know, adults live for that phone. So kids definitely. So I feel like as a parent, I wonder if there are things that we can disable on their phone while they're driving, like, to where they can't override that.
Yeah. That's a
good text question. Messages and social media.
Yeah.
Like, if I could disable those, like, if you get in the car and you start driving, your GPS registers that you're driving, like, those are disabled until you stop the car. Like, for me,
Apple used to ask that or something.
I feel like, you know,
but I don't feel like it's there anymore. Like, are you driving or something like that?
Like, for me as a parent, I should be able to do that, you know, with my kid's phone if I'm paying their bill, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, just because, let's be honest, when a text message comes through, what's the first thing you do?
You grab your phone. You go to
look at the screen on the car.
You're right.
It's just a bad habit. So, you know, it's.
Yeah, because I feel like when we drove, our parents didn't have that extra layer of worry, like, about them, about us being distracted from the phone road. To be on. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so I'm like,
I wasn't rich enough to have no car phone with the little cord.
We didn't have a car phone. Yeah, we have no car phone. So it's just like an extra layer of
Stress.
Ooh, I don't even want to think about it. Parents, how do you do it?
You train your kids up right in the Lord.
Sorry, that was really loud. Probably, yeah.
I think it talks about social media in Philippians somewhere, but we've got to make sure. I've got to go back and I've got to reference it.
It does not.
I mean, Luke, Mark, John, one of them says something about it. One of them says something about it. Okay.
Anyway, okay, my turn. Question. 22. We are 22.
Why is there so much fluff in the beginning? Describe one accomplishment that you are especially proud of. Not being an amazing wife and amazing mother. Let's make it more personal about you.
Thank you. One compliment or one accomplishment that I'm especially proud of. I am especially proud of the business that we have been able to create together.
But you started.
That's an accomplishment. I did. I did start it. Yeah. And I don't ever want to, like, I don't, it's not like I'm taking your shine away. But
no. No, you
it
start.
All started with
this
me.
Was your idea.
It all started with God. God yeah. did all of this.
Yeah.
Okay,
God but gave you the vision to be able to say, you know what? Let me do this and just have some mm-hmm. fun with it. And
yeah, I am especially proud of.
But your hard work and then me jumping in to join you on that yeah. hard work is what got us to here and what's going to continue to get us there with God's provision.
Yeah, absolutely. Because it's not about us. Like, we're totally not doing.
No.
Doing this at all. God is making a way, and I am amazed every year.
Yeah.
Every year, like, wow, we are able to live our lives, be ourselves, have freedom to work together at home, travel the world, and make a decent living doing it. Like, you know, I never would have ever imagined. So I feel like that is the one of the greatest things that
yeah.
I feel like I've accomplished in my life.
Absolutely, I agree.
Yeah. Something that I didn't even set out to accomplish. Like, I had no idea this was going to happen.
No. Back in the day when we started, yeah. like, there, you know, there was, mm-hmm. like, you had to have, like, 15,000 subscribers yeah. to even monetize then.
Yeah.
Like, that's a lot of subscribers.
Yeah.
Like, so we never thought we'd have 15. I mean, you know, there just wasn't a thought of, like, mm-hmm. ooh, let's get our subscriber base up to this so we can start making some money. That right. just was never,
even a thing.
The thought. Like, and it just really started so yeah. organic. I think, and that's why, you know, some of y'all been rocking with us from the beginning, because I Man. Think you've seen
the growth, you've seen growth, the,
yeah.
you know, the authenticity,
like us turning it from this hobby mm-hmm. into a business, but still staying who we were.
Right. Yeah, that's
You know what
true.
I'm saying? Like, it wasn't, we didn't change who we were, we just changed the way we did things.
Right. Oh, that's a good.
We yeah, became good. More mature as business owners versus yeah. You know, entrepreneurs that are still trying to figure something out. Like, we're still yeah, trying to figure it out, don't get me wrong. But we figured some of it out.
Yeah. So, yeah. I think that's my biggest accomplishment.
Yeah. Oh, I'm proud of you, Shadi, and I appreciate you.
Thanks, love.
Igniting that fire.
Proud of you. Okay, give me another number. And if you're wondering,
I feel like we should go into our second sponsor real quick.
I do.
And then I'll give you another number.
Okay.
She's just been singing this song.
I have. And I still have not listened to the entire song yet.
It don't sound like a very good song. IG. All right, here we go. Hello Fresh. We told you about Hello Fresh many, many times. Not that fresh, but not Manny. Hello. Hello. It's not Manny. It's Hello Fresh. Hey, pretty. You're so beautiful.
It's okay. Just... Y'all could have seen the way she walked in here with her strut.
With a strut. All right. With HelloFresh, you get fresh, pre-proportioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep, so you can skip the trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit.
Excuse me.
Okay, baby. Sit on down. But you got to be... Ooh, you okay? Jeez. Reagan decided she wanted to leave. So, apparently... she didn't want to be part of this HelloFresh placement here. But HelloFresh offers 50 menu and market items to choose from every week, including vegetarian, calorie smart, and gourmet options, providing plenty of variety. Ingredients traveled from, you know, they travel from farm to your door within a week, so you get the convenience without skimping on the quality. So, plus, as I mentioned before, you ain't got to go to the grocery store, especially during the holiday when the lines are, like, out the door. Like, holiday shopping... for groceries is the worst, especially if you're last minute for any of it. But they've got like recipes like balsamic and fig beef tenderloin or pecan crusted salmon, which sounds amazing. Make holiday meals feel special without the high cost of dining out or delivery. Or go for a cozy comfort food choice like chicken sausage and sweet potato soup for a cold winter night. That sounds amazing too, actually. But basically, they've got a little bit of everything. They even got cheese and charcuterie boards and skinny dipped.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't either. Wow. And skinny dipped dark chocolate peppermint almonds.
Ooh, that sounds
great. All of that sounds amazing. I'm super hungry right now. Thanks, HelloFresh. Mm-hmm. But basically, they've got even more things. Ginger spice cake truffles and cherry cheesecake swirl bars.
Okay,
this is just too much.
Okay, this all sounds amazing.
Yeah, exactly. But with HelloFresh, you can save on average over $65 per month when you order HelloFresh instead of grocery shopping. That's more money to spend on presents and activities. But yes, we want you to check out HelloFresh. We've never had a bad meal. I mean, I can't think of a bad meal we've ever had with HelloFresh.
No, we haven't.
We've always kept the card so that we can make the meals again ourselves because they've been so good. So, yes, definitely go check out HelloFresh.com/14LMO and use code 14LMO for up to 14 free meals and 3 free gifts. So, again, HelloFresh.com/14LMO and use the code 14LMO for up to 14 free meals and 3 free gifts.
Check them out.
Check them out.
Every time we say code LMO, I'll be like, LMNOP. It makes me want to say LMNOP.
Okay. All right. Yeah, okay. Apparently, she wants to do some alphabet.
I know, right? Okay. Next question.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, my turn. Let's go with.
You know what? That's something that happened. Oh, man. It just left me. I was going to say something that happened this weekend, and I just forgot.
Double date?
We went to see Maverick City Music. Yes.
Yeah, Maverick City Music, y'all. First of all, if you don't know who Maverick City Music is, then there's a rock that you're sleeping under, and it could be heavy. Remove it. Get a blanket instead. Maverick City Music is amazing.
Yes.
The concert was...
It was so good.
Stupendous.
It was great. And I would say that I wasn't really, like... I don't listen to them on a regular basis, so a lot of the songs I knew, but a lot of them I didn't know. But I still had such a great time. Like, normally, I don't want to go to the concert if I don't know all the songs.
But see, but they put the words on the screen. So, it was like praise and worship.
You hear it, like, then you get it by the time the song gets going. You know what I'm saying? But it was so
good. Oh, my goodness. They are crazy live.
Mm-hmm. It was dope.
Man, like. Yeah. But they brought guests with them, too. Like, I think his name's David Bowie.
Oh, I don't know.
I can't remember his name. He sung one of the songs.
Yeah, it was great.
Brandon Lake was there, mm-hmm. Who sung a lot of songs with like Elevation Worship.
Yeah.
They killed it, man.
Yeah, it was really, really
good. We were impressed.
That was our first concert post-COVID. Yeah. Well, you can't really say post-COVID, really. So post the onslaught of the panorama.
First concert during COVID.
Yeah, I think it was our first one, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so.
But it won't be our last. We've got a big one coming next year.
We got tickets to go see one of our faves.
Oh, my goodness.
Super excited.
Probably one of our favorite concerts ever.
Yes, oh, my goodness.
We're going to redo it.
I was supposed to be getting tickets to go see Adele. Adele is going to be at Caesar's Palace in Vegas.
Oh, yeah, you were supposed to do that.
I feel like I missed my opportunity to buy the tickets and just thought about that. Anybody going to see Adele? I'm mad if you are. Dang.
Don't be mad unless you can't get them.
Hopefully they're not sold out. But I would love to see her in concert. I've never seen her in concert. I would love to see her. But we're going to see Coldplay.
Because Adele's one of those people that just everybody sings with her.
Yeah, like, you know, I mean, you just know all of the songs, right? Like, yeah. I don't know if it's, I'm going to have to look at that later. Yeah, but
exactly.
Yeah. So it was kind of weird, though, I will say, being in a concert. Because it's a whole lot of people, so I was like, do I wear my mask? Do I not wear my mask? Like, you know what I'm saying? It was different, just thinking about it. Like, what is the protocol here? What should we do? Like,
yeah.
I mean, I guess it's personal preference, whatever you feel comfortable with, but...
Yeah, it was, but we had a good time.
We did. We had a really great
time. Yeah, we double dated with a couple that we know well, but never... ever went out with
them,
and we had a great time.
Oh my goodness, it was so much fun. I was like, oh yeah, we can do this. Because you just never, sometimes you just never know how a double date is gonna go, especially when you've never hung out with the people. It's like, are they gonna be cool? Are they gonna be uptight? Are we gonna have good conversation? Is it gonna be awkward? And it was great. So
yeah, we had such a good time.
Yeah, we had such a good time. And they're a little bit older than us, which is different because we don't really, I feel like of our friends, we're usually the oldest. Like, they're either the same age as us or we're the oldest.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, when I think of our couple friends,
yeah,
they're a little younger than us. So true. It was nice to be with a, you know, just a more mature
couple. And a couple that we knew that were
married longer than us. I think like maybe 20 years or close to that. You know what I'm saying? Like they've been married.
They,
they've
been married
for older kids. So it was nice.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, older kids, they're, you know, people of God. Mm-hmm. And they, I mean, we know that because we've seen it, not just because they tell us.
Right. Yeah. We know them through church. We belong to the same church. So,
it was a good time.
All right. That was one thing we forgot to talk about. Yeah.
27.
Two Sim.
Speaking of 27, I think Steph Curry, 2,700 and something, became the all-time three-point leader.
That's crazy.
First shot was in like 2009, first NBA three. And then he's been lighting people up for years. Crazy.
Yeah. Congrats to Steph Curry with shot.
Oh, Steph.
Shot. Growing up, I feel like we may have answered this before. Like everybody knows the answer to this. What was it like when your parents were angry with you?
Okay. Yeah. That's okay.
36. What do you consider the most important qualities of a lasting friendship? How are you at demonstrating these qualities yourself? This is a good question.
Selflessness. And it just means, you know, what I mean by that is just being, understanding that it's just not always about you. Mm-hmm. Like a friendship, just like a relationship, is a two-way street. And it's got to be, you've got to care as much about the other person as you, you know, like, yeah, I mean, obviously, you should be number one priority to you, right? your sanity and, you know, but like, in that friendship, you should really genuinely care about how that person is doing. Mm-hmm. There should be, you know, shouldn't be a question to that, right? There should be, and that's not a, because I, you know, I help you move something or I help you do this, or it's really about, you know, emotionally being there for each other, mm-hmm. building that connection. I think so. Selflessness, honesty. You know, I mean, obviously, I think that's with anything.
Yeah.
Communication with any relationship. Just be, you know, I mean, friendship's the same way. You got to communicate.
Right.
To foster that friendship to even, you know, new heights. And then.
Do you think you demonstrate these qualities?
I mean, to you, yes, 100%. Mm-hmm. You're my best friend.
You're my best friend.
I thought she was going to do the other version.
No.
The sweetie and what's her name?
That my best friend. He a real bad on it. Mm-mm. On it. I can, none of these apply to you, so something I can't about, really.
True. Best friend.
Right.
Best friend's the only thing that applies. I would say, to you, I think I do. I mean, I don't really have.
Other than me.
I don't really have like any deep lasting friendships like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I'm still searching for. Mm-hmm. I don't really have any deep relationships. I have a few friendships that are, you know, they're getting there where, you know, we're growing that relationship. 100%. I'm transparent. I talk about deep things. Mm-hmm. It's always about reciprocating that, getting people to talk about deep things.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they're always, people are just so surface sometimes. So I think that I do. Mm-hmm. I think I do. I think I'm a pretty open book to people that know me.
I think you do too. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. I'm going to do 111, please. 111 for 500, please. Alex. Did Alex pass away?
No. I think he's retired.
Oh, he just retired. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Did I make that up?
Yeah, he didn't pass
away. God forgive me. I don't want to be speaking death over somebody.
No, he got sick.
He did get sick, but he didn't pass away.
I don't know.
Right? They just replaced him. He just retired.
I think he went ahead and just decided to retire.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you believe in love at first sight? Why or why not?
I feel like I've answered that.
Yeah, exactly.
No, he did die, babe.
Did he die for real?
He did.
What?
I thought he died.
Dang.
Lord, rest in peace. Dang. November 8th, 2020. I thought that's why they replaced him. Because he was going strong there. We lost a lot of people in 2020. So it's hard to remember sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Growing up, what household rule benefited you the most? Why was this rule helpful? And will you pass it on to your own children? Mama mean laying down the law.
We lay down the law. I don't know. That's a great question.
Did you get this entire year's homework done? I don't have it yet. Get it done.
There was a lot of rules. But I will say that she did make sure that schoolwork was always done first. Like, there were no extracurricular. There were no playing. There was no anything other than schoolwork. When I came home, that was the first thing that I did. Like, no questions asked. Homework was very, like, important to her. Mm-hmm. Making sure that I got it done, you know, like, that was a really good rule that I think helped set me up academically. So then once I went away to college, like, I didn't need anybody to push me to do the work. What I'm saying? I was able to do my studies. Like, it took priority. Makes so sense. Yeah, I think that was definitely a rule that was beneficial, which I do find myself not doing. Like, we don't have that rule with Siege. We're very fluid when it comes to him doing his schoolwork. It's not a come home and do it right then and there. So it is something that I do want to work on, because we do let him play a lot.
Yeah.
And then the homework comes afterwards.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's interesting. It's because, so I didn't have that rule.
Mm.
Right? My parents were, you know, didn't really do that. Your mom did, so obviously that's something that...
There's a difference there.
Maybe in the moment it was annoying to you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, with most kids, I mean, who wants to really come home and do their homework? I'm going to be honest, right?
Yeah.
So maybe that's why we're a bit more lackadaisical about it. For one, you know, it wasn't something I did. But you, it's like, mm-hmm. you know, it's like... We're all stuff that our parents did. We always either say, you know what, I'm gonna do just like that, or I'm gonna do the complete opposite.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
But then there's also things where you don't really even think about it. It just
exactly
like subconsciously, this is what happened. But I didn't make a decision to say, oh, I'm not gonna press Siege on this.
No, exactly.
Because I really would prefer him to be doing it, because I want academics to be.
And he does really good in school.
Important.
But we want to help him be even better. Yeah,
like, we're trying to get some scholarships. Like,
he's getting really good scores on all his tests and stuff.
So that is definitely something that I'm not doing.
We both want to tighten up on.
Need to tighten up on. Yeah.
Because I agree.
He, you know, I feel like responsibility, period. Like, we're just, you know, he kind of does it, he kind of doesn't. Like, we don't have a strict, like, chore schedule or anything like that. And I feel like, I mean, he about to be 9. We need to get it together before it's too late. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I feel like, okay, I agree.
I know you don't
really. I agree that he's about to be 9, that we need to figure out a way to give him a few more responsibilities. Mm-hmm. But also, I'm all for letting him be a kid. Eventually, he's just not going to be a kid.
I know, but
I just think
still
that
you'll have to learn certain
things. I know, that's what I said. I said that we do need to do certain things, mm-hmm. yes. But we don't need to, I don't think that we need to do a huge.
So what is.
I mean, I don't know the answer right now if you're about to ask me what that is.
Because I'm wondering, like, well, what it, because you're always so adamant to be like, you want him to be a kid, yeah. But what means he's not being a kid? Because at some point, he still has to learn how to be responsible. Like, yeah, that starts at home.
Teaching him responsibility, 100%. So, like, when we're making him clean his room.
Yeah.
Or clean up the playroom. That is teaching responsibility. So, we have to figure out, make sure that we're doing that more. Doing it enough.
Right.
But what I mean is, like, you know, like, we ain't got to turn him into the man of the house.
No, I know, I'm trying to turn him into the man of the house. Like, there is a man of the house.
I know what I'm saying. I'm not saying, no, this is not specific to us.
Sweetie. Oh, okay.
In general, I don't think, you know, I think that kids, like.
I don't think you know.
I mean, I just want him to be able to be, and Reagan too, to be a kid, right? To, I mean, they are children, they're kids.
But what would make them not be, I guess, is my question.
Too much responsibility thrown on them.
Like what? I think, I mean, I'm only asking you this because I feel like you throw this out there, but you don't really know what that means. Like, what is too much responsibility for a child?
I think it's different for everybody. For me, I mean, I dealt with it from my side when I'm a kid. So I'm thinking, speaking of when I was a kid, like,
how did you deal with it?
Having to move my parents all the dang time, or having to, you know, I mean, mine was different because I had a different upbringing. So, mm-hmm. like, you know, I had a different upbringing. So mine was different. It was like, you know, consoling my mom, or like, you know, mm-hmm. like.
You don't feel like a child should have to do that.
I'm asking.
I'm not like attacking. I'm just asking.
No, not about consult. Like, see, it's not. I can't speak to Chad Jr. and Reagan because they have a happy childhood. Mm-hmm. They have a, you know, they're being raised, mm-hmm. you know, with two parents who love each other, and they're not being, you know, mistreated or whatever. Right. What I'm saying is, so mine's different. So it's hard for me to relate mine to, but the feeling of being.
That's where I'm getting to.
Having to grow up too fast.
That's what I'm getting to, because when we talk about this, I'm always like, he needs to be doing more. Chad Jr. is like, oh, he's a kid. Or Chad Jr. Chad is like, oh, he's a kid, blah, blah, blah. And I don't think that you not that you don't mean that, but I feel like feelings you have from your childhood come up in that moment, and it's like
trying to protect him.
Yeah, but there's nothing to protect.
No,
him
I
from
know that
because it's not the same environment. So I know, think that's why I'm trying to get you to verbalize. That's always your response. Mm-hmm. But we're not doing these things that grew up with. You know what I'm saying? Because you just went a place. Like, you know what I'm saying? You automatically think about what you had to do, and I get that because I never want to have my kids feel like. They have to, you know, like, as Chad being the oldest, I never want him to feel like he's in charge of Reagan. Exactly. Because for a lot of my childhood, I was there to help my mother out with Gracie. Sometimes I was in charge.
So you didn't get to be a kid
sometimes.
So
I didn't get to do some things I wanted to do because I had to watch my sister. I had to, you know, we're 13 years apart. So I never want Chad Jr. to feel like he can't do something because I need him to watch his sister, or we need him to watch. You know what I'm saying? So that is something that I've, we're always going to have a babysitter. Mm-hmm. There's going to be, you know what I'm saying? And there may be some times where he gets older and it's like, hey, watch your sister for a little bit. But it's never going to be, like, the default.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
It's not just going to be expected to be the man of the house mm-hmm. when we're not here, right? Yeah. Like, you know, unless there's, an emergency reason for that, right?
Right.
But
simple responsibility, learning how to clean up after yourself. 100%. Learning how not to pee on the outside of the toilet. Am I the only one raising a boy who cannot get his piss in the toilet? Like, that is the most annoying thing to me. And I'm like, babe, I can't teach him how to pee standing up. Like, help this boy, please.
Be pissed everywhere.
It be pissed everywhere, and he won't wipe the shit up. So I be like, Chad Jr., I know that you see this pee on this toilet, and it, for the life of me, is that a boy thing?
It's so interesting, because as a man, you know, it's not hard getting it directly in the middle of the toilet. But as a boy,
be playing, because he don't even like, you know how you pee.
Maybe he's just trying to, like, paint. Maybe he's drawing a picture.
I don't know what he's doing, but I need you to teach him how to wipe it up. Because I try, and maybe he's just not getting it come from me. But I'd be like, there is no reason why the toilet should look like this ever.
This is just that part of that we have to stay on top of him to say, hey, Chad, this is unsanitary.
Yes.
And if you get it outside of the toilet, which you shouldn't, so we got to work on your aim, which I've talked to him. I mean, I've talked about him many times.
Oh, my God.
It's like... I think that he's 8 years old, about to be 9. He's rushing through things. Mm-hmm. He waits to go pee for the longest because he's playing his video games or something. And then he'll finally go, and he's running in there, going. It's like a fire hose that's been unleashed. So for him, I've got to teach him how to, like, slow down.
Please.
Take your time.
Yeah.
You know.
But yeah.
Piss on target.
But yeah, certain things, like, you know, because it's only going to get worse the older he gets. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If he's used to eating in his room and not bringing down his trash, he's going to keep that up. Or, you know what I'm saying? Little stuff like that. I feel like we just need to do better.
Yeah. And we
the thing is, like, we have our messy habits too. So it's like,
yeah.
we got to make sure we're doing the things also. Plus, sure, like, we don't, I mean, like, we clean basic things, but we have cleaners that come. So he's used to having things clean with the cleaners just like we do. But I grew up cleaning my house. You know what I'm saying? Like, he don't know that life to do the dishes, to do the laundry, to, you know what I'm saying?
You know,
like,
I never had to clean nan one of them U-Haul trucks when we moved.
Bottom line, we need to do better.
Yeah. No, 100%.
As I'm talking through this.
We 100%. Like, we 100%. It's our responsibility. On this boy. It's 100% our... And the thing is, Chad's a very good boy.
He is.
Like, he's such a good boy. But we just have to get tighter on teaching him just the basic responsibilities. Yes. So I agree 100% about, like, teaching him the basic responsibilities.
Yeah.
You know, sprinkling in a few little chores... Like, you know, that as he continues to get older, like, you know, a couple, then add maybe a couple more.
Yeah.
You know, and to help teach him responsibility. Yeah. I totally, like, but I never want to rush, and you agree with this too, I never want to rush our kids out of being able to be a kid to being, you know,
right,
a grown up, right?
I understand.
Yeah, that. Like, I want to gradually get him there.
There's like a fine line, especially when you do grow up in a house where there are both parents. So it's like, you know, so things like taking the trash out or mowing the lawn, when there's a father that does that, when does it become, you know what I'm saying? Does it automatically, like, because I don't agree when parents, they just have their kids be doing everything. And it's like, what are you doing? The child is just the maid, the cleaner, the cooker, like the chef, like they do everything for the household now. I don't agree with that. No, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like,
not letting the kid be a kid.
Let the kid still be a kid. But what is the, you know what I'm saying?
So I think as Chad gets older,
what's the balance
there? Because I take care of the trash. So as Chad gets older, you know, he'll help me roll a can out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and I'll tell him, hey, grab the can. Now, you know, like, he'll grab the mail when he gets off the bus sometimes. He'll try to grab the mail if it's there. Most times it's not even there. Our mail person be late.
Why he don't be late? He just comes
late. What's up with, why don't we have a friendly mail person? Like, they be portraying all these friendly mail people in movies.
Our mailman is not friendly.
He is not nice or whatever.
He waves. I mean,
it's a side eye wave. It's like,
he ain't ever been rude to me. Like,
he is,
you know, if he sees me, he'll throw his hand up, I'll throw my hand up. Now, we're not having, like, conversations. Yeah, I don't know his name, but you know what I'm saying? He's not, like, rude or anything.
This dude, there's been a couple times where there's been a car parked in front of our house. Mm-hmm. Like,
in front of the mailbox.
Not our car, just somebody. A car from somebody else. And he has literally taken the time to write a note and stick it on the mailbox, and it says, couldn't deliver mail, car was in the way. He wrote this crap out.
I've never seen this.
So he brought the sticker to the thing, but didn't bring the mail to it.
I have never heard of that story before. That happened?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Like, twice.
Because I would have been pissed off.
No, and I stopped him one time. I was like, so you telling me right now that you got out your truck and brought the sticker, but didn't bring the mail just because you wanted to be petty.
And this ain't even our car.
I was like, first of all, it wasn't even our car, but the fact that you put a sticker on the mailbox instead of just bringing the mail,
right?
And the sticker if you wanted to.
Well, that's just as bad as the trash people skipping our trash because our neighbor's mama was at their house and she was, I guess, a little too close to our trash cans. So they was just like, fuck it.
Yeah.
They was just like, forget it.
Yeah, our
we need new trash people.
Yeah, our trash people, they're the type of trash company that they don't get out of the vehicles. So if they drop trash, I mean, when they've lifted the thing, they've dropped trash before, they just leave it on the ground.
Yeah.
Like, there's no accountability. That was my issue with them, is like, there's no accountability of, like, if my trash is in my trash can, but as you're putting it in the truck, you drop trash on the ground.
Somebody should be picking it up.
You should get out of the truck and you should finish your job. Like, that's it. That's all I'm saying. If I put stuff on the ground and you can't take it, that's my fault.
Mm-hmm.
But if you drop it on the ground.
Right. You don't want me to have excess trash outside the trash can. So, because you won't pick it up.
You won't pick it up. So, And that's my issue. So yeah, it's just, it's yeah.
Anyway, that went on a whole tangent. I think we should probably talk about our last sponsor of this episode.
Last sponsor.
And I have talked about them multiple times before. You guys know I love me some good jewelry. And if you love good jewelry too, then you need to be checking out Ana Luisa, okay? They have really, really cute pieces. Like, I've gotten so many cute pieces from them, and they have new collections that drop every Friday. So, which is cool because, you know, it's not one of those things where you look on the website, you see what they have, and then, you know, you don't need to go back. But they have new collections continuously, so every time you look you may see something different. So definitely check out Ana Luisa. It is ANALUISA.com, and if you're looking for the perfect gift for, you know, your spouse or your best friend or your mom or yourself, like whoever, now's the time to check them out. And right now they are having a sale where you can get 60% off of the second item. So if you go to shop.analuisa, that's ANALUISA.com/makeout, you can take advantage of the sale, 60% off of the second item. That's a really good sale. That's their biggest sale of the year. So make sure you check it out. Their pieces also start at like $39. So they're not super, you know, pricey or anything. Exactly. Like, they're very affordable, great pieces. And that's shop.analuisa.com/makeout. Check them out. Let me know what you got, because I love all my pieces.
She does. Okay? So you definitely, Well, actually, don't let her know what you got, because then she going to want it too.
Let me know, girl. Let me know, girl.
Okay, so. But yeah, so, I mean,
let's see. We got an Ask Gabe and Babe real quick.
There ain't no real quick. See how this was supposed to be a 30-40 minute episode, and now it's all of a sudden been an hour?
Babe, I need you to just go with the flow. You be so ready to leave the people. I be ready to spend time with y'all, and he just be over it.
Then she'll be editing this podcast because she want to be with the people longer. You can spend more time with the people as you edit them.
Whatever.
Be like,
they might be long. We appreciate them. Keep them coming.
Keep them coming. But they don't be short by any means.
Okay.
Well, there's a shorter one.
Oh, is there?
Boom. Okay. Doesn't say anything about being anonymous here.
Okay.
All right. So, hello.
Hello.
Hello. And on my Adele hello. Voice. Exactly. Hey, y'all.
It's me
you're looking for.
That's the wrong song.
Is it me you're looking for? Whatever.
That's the wrong song.
Is it the wrong song?
Yes. That's Lionel Richie, ain't it? Is it me you're looking for?
In your eyes.
Oh, you know the words?
In your soul. I don't know.
Did you just make that up?
I have no clue.
I don't know the words. Hello. Now I want to hear the song, because I'm like, I know the song, but I don't know the lyrics. Anyway.
Okay, all right. Hey, y'all. I'm Erica.
Erica.
What up, Erica?
What up, girl?
My question is, how can I be financially a financially stable mom with two kids, with the future husband soon to be, and with a baby on the way? I just want to be okay. I listen to your podcast, watch y'all on YouTube, and you two are a big inspiration to me. Another thing is race. Do you get the look down when you're in public? I'm black, and my love is all Caucasian. He is my whole world, and I try not to think about what people say when we are out together.
That is the sweetest thing. I love that he's your whole world. Dreading people gonna stare. People gonna look. There will always be somebody who is looking.
Exactly.
But if you were with someone that was black, there would always still be somebody that was looking.
Exactly.
Like, you have to come to that conclusion that people will always find something to stare at or look at or whatever. And you just have to get used to it.
If you want to have fun with it, take a couple pictures, take like a couple photos and then print them out. And when people are staring too long, go hand them a picture and say, hey, I figured you wanted a picture.
You don't
have to stare anymore. Here's the picture. It lasts longer.
You could just, you know, smile back. Like, just take the high road. You know what I'm saying? If people are staring or whatever, as long as folks don't get disrespectful. you can't do anything about it. You know what I'm saying? So I think that that's something you just have to eventually get used to. Like, I remember it was a little different for me in the beginning because people would be looking at me, but most of the time it would be black men. I wouldn't feel any type of way except for black men. Like, they would just make a way to just be extra with it. You know what I'm saying? And Chad would just be smiling. Be like, yep.
Yeah.
She sure is with me. Like,
that's right. She is my
but
homie.
Honestly, I don't know why it was black men looking at me like I was crazy. Like, oh, what's she doing with him? Or you know what I'm saying? So I don't even notice it now. If it's happening, like, I don't even notice it now. So right. You will get to that point where it's not even gonna matter. It's not gonna bother you. So to answer your question, you want to take the question? What she was saying? How can you be financially stable? That was the question.
Yeah. So I mean, you know, I don't know what you guys do, you know, for a living. I don't know what your job is or what, you know, your soon to be husband, you know, is doing, but. I mean, you know, there's multiple ways to get yourself on the you know, to get into a better financial place, you know. But, you know, first it's just, you know, the first step is coming together, you know. Mm-hmm. Coming together, you know, talking about finances and, you know, and putting everything on, you know, putting everything in like a notebook or on a piece of paper, like all your bills, you know, how much money you're bringing in, how much you'd like to save, things you want to save for. Just kind of put all your goals and all of your stuff that you have and just work together. Uh-huh. I think that's the first start, you know, and then, you know, I don't know if you have the certain goals might require maybe a second job or I don't know. I don't know it's hard for to give you the full answer.
It is kind of with like no background information, but I think the basis of being, you know, financially stable looks different for everybody. And I think that you either have to look at how much money are you bringing in versus how much money you're putting out. Are you in the positive? Are you in the negative? If you're in the negative, is there a way that you can decrease the amount of money that is going out or increase the amount of money that is coming in? Like, yeah. This is the basic, you know, of being stable, because it's not even about what you do and how much you make. It's about how much of money that you make that you can keep. You know what I'm saying? Like, are you saving? Are you making enough to be able to save and pay for your bills and, you know, have the extra spending money that you want? And if you're not, then it's time to take a look like, well, how can I get to that level? How can I increase my earnings?
Yeah.
Whether it's a side hustle or looking, you know, asking your boss for a promotion or looking for a higher paying job so that you allow yourself to have access coming in, and then you save that money. Like, you save that money, you invest that money so that compound interest works for you. You know what I'm saying? So having a budget is great. Sitting down, you know, being on the same page with your spouse, like, you know, putting all the money together and, you know, figuring it out. But like, I think that's the biggest way to be financially stable is making sure that you will always in the positive with what's coming in versus what's going out, and that you are saving as well. Like, get the money and hold on to the money. Like, and I'm not saying don't do nothing, like, you know, spend the money. We spend the money, do the things, but make sure you're saving along the way.
And what we've noticed though is I would say probably, I can't speak for everybody, but I would say probably 8 out of 10 times, if people looked at their finance, how much they were actually putting out, they're probably just spending too much on certain things, right? They're just probably just, you know, splurging in certain areas. We splurge in food and clothing. That's usually
those
our two areas.
Like,
so knowing that we're still bringing more in than we're putting out, but we can have more that we can save if we cut down some of that spending. So it's just about, but honestly, if you have joint finances, it's about working together first and foremost.
Yeah.
It's not a me versus you thing. It's us together. Figuring it out.
Yep. Make a plan. Set the goals. If you guys are in debt, you know, try to eliminate the debt as quickly as possible so then you can save even more. You know, retirement, children funds, all of those things. So hopefully that helps. It's really hard to give specifics without a whole lot of, you know.
And these are just our opinions.
Backups, but, you know, and I also think that keeping it in mind that financially stable is different for everybody.
100%.
So make sure that you're paying attention to what's going on in your life and in your bank account and not somebody else's, because somebody else is to lead you astray, and a lot of people out here looking like they financially stable and they're not. We have no idea what other people's finances are doing. Even if they show you what you think is great, you have no idea.
No idea.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just different for everybody.
So you have to make it, you have to make it make sense for you.
Yes. Make it make sense for you. That was a great way to sum it up. So yeah. I hope that that was helpful. See, that was a quick asking.
It was. So, also, congrats on the new baby coming. And I'm guessing congrats on soon to be husband. I don't know if that means you're engaged.
Yeah, I think she said fiance. So
yeah, so congrats.
Congrats. That's exciting.
But yeah, just, but brush them stares off, haters off. It doesn't matter.
You have to just let love it, off.
You know. They don't matter.
Yeah,
they're non. I always say that everybody else outside of your relationship is truly a non-factor unless you want them to be.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're a non-factor. You know, like
yeah,
especially someone that stares you up and down. You don't know them. They're a non-factor. So
and you know what? Sometimes, like I think we always associate the negative, and I am guilty of this.
But
if
possibly,
I see somebody
yeah,
staring at me. I used to have a really bad habit of, like, making a stank face or, like, being like, can I help you? You know what I'm saying? That type of thing. And then, you know, becoming a personality on YouTube helped a lot with that because I'm like, I can't be looking at people crazy because they could be, like, trying to figure out if it's me or if they know me. But some people may be staring because they admire. Hey, some people could be staring because they admire your love or they admire your relationship, too. So we have to be mindful of how we perceive other people's actions. We don't really know unless they say anything, but we always tend to assume it's negative.
Yeah, true.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
no, it's
true. And sometimes it can be. You can tell when somebody's giving you like a nasty look or just stare down. But sometimes maybe they're just looking because they think you're beautiful or they're like, oh, what a pretty couple. Or you know what I'm saying? You just never know.
You never know.
So, yeah. That's that on that.
It is.
We love y'all.
Yeah.
Hopefully you enjoyed today's show. Please come over and watch Vlogmas. We're doing 12 days of Vlogmas on Gay Babe TV where we vlog. We show our everyday life. So we're 4 days strong right now.
That's right.
So make sure you keep up with us over there. Keep the Ask Gabe and Babes coming. If you have any questions, situations, dilemmas, anything you would love for us to weigh in on.
Absolutely.
With our unprofessional opinion.
That's right. Keep up with us on social.
Send it on over. Let'smakeoutpodcast@gmail.com with the hashtag Ask Gabe and Babe as a subject line. So we know you want us to cover it on the podcast.
Absolutely. Keep up with us on social. Let's Make Out Pod on Twitter. Let's Make Out Podcast on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Rate and review this podcast wherever you're listening to it, especially on iTunes. That definitely, you know, would be appreciated and helps us and the show get, you know, potentially noticed by other listeners as well. But yeah, we'll talk to you
next time. Have a good one, guys.
That's right. Deuces.
Bye.
Job shot.
Got it done.
All right.
Love y'all.
Yup, yup.